Hey Beyond Black and White, Chris Kerr is in here. I am standing here with Ashanta Sharif, and she is a renowned makeup artist, African-American, specializing, would you say, in African-American? You've done Kerry Washington, Mary J. Blige.
Hold on 1 second, I'm sorry.
And what I'm observing right now is a huge hit is your perfect face. It's like a combination of contouring, foundation. I mean,
it's contour, highlight, concealer, foundation, coverage. Some people said it's a replacement for their bronzer. Like, it just does a lot of different things. It's a foundation, but I think of it more as a tool. It's a multitasking makeup tool that really helps make a woman's life easier, whether she's a professional makeup artist or wants to look like a professional makeup artist did her makeup.
Right. I mean, because here we are. I mean, we're working women. We want to look fabulous. We see all these fabulous women on the runway. We see the models. And we think, oh my gosh, I could never do that. It takes so long. But how could a woman who has, say, 15 minutes in the morning to make herself look fabulous, what are your recommendations? Like, what are the essentials?
Well,
aside from perfect face.
This is a rundown of a face of how I normally do it. I start with my Dior CC Spray Primer. Love it. Because it's colorless and it works on every skin tone. I then use Perfect Blend absolutely on everyone. And then I set it with a translucent powder. I love Dermablend's translucent powder because it's colorless. It works, again, on every skin tone. For me, I like to have things that work for multiple people. I don't like to necessarily have this works for that one, that works for this one. That's more product. That means I'm carrying more things. That means my back is hurting, so I don't want that. And then I like to use Inglot blushes. They're really great. Or I like to use like something like Pure Mineral blushes. Those are really nice. They're soft. They're light, highly pigmented at the same time. For my lips, I kind of go all over the place. I can be a Lime Crime girl and wear like a nice matte retro red lipstick, or I could be someone wearing a Dior Attic glossy lip color. So, you know, I'm all over the place with that. For my brows, Jamon Roberts. He's the person that I maintain my clients' brows with. I love his brow powder. I love his brow highlighting pencil. And then to finish it off, mascara, I have to go back to Dior. I've been using Dior for over 15 years, and I really love Dior Attic Ecstasy Mascara. It's my absolute favorite. I love the brush. I love the formulation. I love how it looks. It doesn't get any, it doesn't flake on people, and it's super cold black. And those are my go-to products. And then you got to set it. Mm-hmm. And my favorite setting spray. I have a couple different ones, but my absolute favorite one right now ever is Skindavia. Yeah,
okay.
You can get it at a lot of beauty stores like Mamie's and Friends or Nigel's or Ricky's in New York. And I use the bridal makeup setting spray because we all know that brides cry and their makeup has to last.
Yes.
So I feel like that's the best.
Now, I'm just observing the makeup that you have on right now. It's a nice, like, soft pink mauve-y type of gloss, and you've got some shimmer on the eyes, and you've got the pow of the eyelashes. Mm-hmm. Now, is that something that is, like, a simple, you know, everyday look? Is that something that you've done for, like, say, a Kerry Washington, who doesn't, she doesn't seem to wear a lot of makeup. She doesn't seem to be.
I don't do Kerry a lot. Taraji P. Henson is more of my regular go-to client.
Okay.
And with Taraji, we focus a lot definitely on eyes because she has really large eyes, but they're beautiful. I call her a Blasian. She has like a black Asian kind of look sometimes, depending on how her hair is cut. So we focus a lot on a wispy lash. We focus on really clean, beautiful skin, contour, but subtle. And we like to do great pops of color in the lip, which you actually see on Empire all season. You see all various shades. She's wearing them, whether it's a heroin from MAC or whether it's red rum from Jeffree Star. She rocks out with lip color.
Yeah, I mean, and Empire is a runaway hit. Love it or hate it, it's amazing. So
absolutely.
How do you feel about being on that show? Or being a part of what's happening?
Being a part of, you know, the whole aftermath of Empire. I didn't do the makeup on the show, but I do all the press, and I do all the editorial, and I do her for all television shows. And I probably will be doing her next season if everything goes right. But I would say it's really, truly amazing. It's a blessing because, you know, like you said, love it or hate it, you've got to love the show. What Taraji said one time in an interview, you know, people are like, oh, it's a stereotype, it's this, it's that. Every show has a stereotype. Modern Family is a bunch of stereotypes. Sofia Vergara is playing a stereotype. You know, Kerry Washington is playing a stereotype. She's a black woman who couldn't get many places in Washington, D.C. without sleeping with these two white men. So we can say a lot of things are stereotypes. But what I do like about Empire is it's attacking a lot of things like the level of how black culture can be very stigmatizing towards the gay culture. You know, it's true. I grew up with black males in my family who were gay and felt ostracized, and it's amazing to see a show that kind of takes that on by the head and doesn't have a problem talking about it, but at the same time celebrating it. I love seeing there's an age factor of a cougar dating a young guy. That's another, you know, so there's a lot of stereotype, but there's also a lot of groundbreaking things, and I think people need to look at all of it in totality and what is actually happening, and to be a part of something that's breaking historical records for television with a predominantly black cast and a show creator, co-creator that's black, is epic and amazing, and I give them a round of applause, and I'm honored to be a part of it.
Awesome, awesome. Well, do you have any last words? I mean, you've got this launch. Did this launch at the show?
No.
Okay, so you've been around
about that.
Okay.
So Perfect Blend actually launched 2 years ago on QVC. We launched there. We sold out. We're a 5-star product on their rating. And then we went out to the public after we finished our exclusivity with them, and now we're available online and in various boutiques and apothecary stores and salons, spas, and stuff of that nature. And we're just now kind of like branching out to the world. You know, I wanted to come out with a whole line of products, but I decided to focus on a hero product and kind of make people fall in love with the thing that I love most, which is skin. And I love for people's makeup to be, for them to be flawless, but at the same time, they're approachable. And I felt like that all came from my time period of working with Alicia, someone who had to be made up because she had trouble skin at some points in her career life. Her skin is absolutely flawless now, but there were times where it was very, very difficult for her with her skin, and I wanted her to be flawless but approachable, not where she had to have 20,000 pounds of makeup on to cover any blemishes, and that it was terrifying for people to see her up close and personal. And that's how I developed my light hand, my technique, and my way of applying makeup and my product, so that you can be beat and be flawless and covered, but you're approachable. You can be standing face to face with someone and actually look like a human being, not like a paint by number.
Very cool.